I don't know where he comes from, you see, and he won't tell me. So maybe he will enlighten us all, or maybe he will remain the man of mystery. Mr. Bob Kuhl.
Well, I wasn't sure until a few minutes ago what story I was going to tell, but the program says, I think it's paragraph 3 in section 2, that this is, you can let your hair down here. And so that's sometimes a dangerous invitation when somebody invites me to let my hair down. It can be an ugly sight. But I'll go ahead on it, and if anybody doesn't like my story, talk to the board about it. So this, like all my stories, is a true story. Of course, the facts in my story sometimes are changed to let the truth shine out. But this happened to me years ago when I was living down in the Caribbean. And I looked different then. My body was not as it is now. And it's a story of love and longing and first meetings in the tropics. And it's called Passions Nietzsche. As the train pulled into the station, amidst the clanging of bells and the shouting of porters, I was looking forward to meeting Emily. Although I'd never seen her, I knew how she would look. I'd first become acquainted with her through a letter she'd written to her brother Jake. I'd been living down there on the island for about 3 years then, I guess, and my terror of voodoo had kept me away from the local flesh peddlers. It didn't matter much, as it turned out. Not getting laid for so long had nearly turned me into a zombie anyhow. Jake had known all that, but still he showed me her letter and said she'd be coming down for a visit sometime soon and that he thought we'd like each other. It seemed strange to me. I know I wouldn't want anyone in my condition getting anywhere near my sister. Ah, those letters. Now, as I waited to finally meet her, gentle memories of them nudged their way into my mind and nestled there between the shouting and clanging of bells and porters. There had been the sweet, sisterly letters to Jake at first, and then later, the not-so-sisterly letters, written privately for my eyes only. Those letters were ripe with a lust and a longing strong enough to match my own. Lust so powerful that just the thought of it caused the crotch of my trousers to bulge and the train to whistle in apparent admiration. Hot and sweaty, waiting in the fetid air, I felt fitted into place like a hip joint into its socket. Loose, easy, and ready for action. Around me, the raucous swirl of the people, the heavy stench of garbage, and the delicate scent of frangipani, dusting everything with its sweet odor, all matched and gave body to my private thoughts. The train stopped. Steam hissed out and broke my tension. She was finally here. I knew that I would recognize her, even though she'd refused to send me a photo. In my mind, I carried an image of her so real, I could almost taste it. In that image, she was perfect. But now I began to doubt. No one could be so beautiful. The train opened its doors and dumped her out. Smiling, she stood there, looking around at the milling masses, and then, sodden with sweat, slumped down onto a nearby bench. It collapsed. with a splintering of half-rotten wood. Completely at her ease, she lay there amidst the wreckage as though she'd waited her whole life to be just there. I had been edging my way towards her through the chaos, but now I stopped and clutched a post for support. I ogled. I gaped. She was just as I'd thought she'd be. She was perfect. All 284 pounds of her! I felt joy well up in my heart. I'd always thought that love would pass me by. I knew now I had been wrong. We were meant for each other like one bookend is meant for its mate. I lumbered over to claim my own. She looked up when she felt my sweat drip down onto her face. Wilbur, my sweet.
Emily.
Come on down here, honey, and kiss me hello. I started to kick some rotten mango skins and a dead dog out of the way to clear a place to sit. But she stopped me, saying, "Never mind that stuff, Willie. It just cushions the concrete." I settled down in contentment. Finally, I'd met a truly intelligent and sensitive woman who really knew how to relax into her surroundings. And then, the moment to welcome her into my life had arrived. I kissed her. Not just like that, of course. It took considerable shifting of positions before our mouths actually got close enough to share the sweet taste of what we'd had for lunch. And then, passion had its way with us. Our hands started to wander and explore. Mounds, mountains, nay, worlds of flesh! We must have presented an unusual sight. Even for the train station floor in Port-au-Prince. After all, 650 pounds of straining orgiastic flesh is not something you see every day. A crowd gathered. And began to call advice. And moan and chant in rhythm with our sharing. A few wild young studs, caught up in the excitement of the moment, tried to climb on too. But the police, mindful of the tenderness and delicacy of our first meeting, held them back. Afterwards, young children brought us chilled coconut milk to pour over our steaming bodies. And then, my own sweet sweat hog and I waddled off into the cooling night air.
Thank you.